This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kate Delaney broadcasting from Florida. And let me tell you, in Florida, in the great state of Florida, one of the things that they are talking about, I always say the common denominator, right, is what? The weather. And what do they talk about in Florida? They talk about the possibility of hurricanes. And the official start to hurricane season is right around the corner. So, you know, when you get to that point, it becomes, what are they saying at the Weather Service? What does it look like the possibilities are? Because they always make that, you know, they do that whole forecasting thing. And certainly it's underway already in Eastern Pacific, but they look at what the weather patterns are. And what's the other big thing is what are the names of the hurricanes? And they release the names of the hurricanes. And hopefully the most important thing is not the names, but that we don't have these fatal storms that we've seen in the past, like Hurricane Florence with millions of dollars of damage in the Carolinas, and Michael, which destroyed part of the panhandle when it made landfall. We know how horrible that was. And, of course, we had Harvey in the last couple of years, Maria, Nate, Irma. There has been some massive devastation, no question about that. But the prediction is from the Tropical Meteorology Project of Colorado State University's Department of Atmospheric Sciences. They predicted 13 named storms and 5 hurricanes, 2 which would strengthen into major hurricanes. That's a little bit less active than we have typically seen. Let's hope they're right on that. The names for the 2019 season, I heard somebody talking about this the other day as I was actually making my way from Georgia to Florida. Andrea, Barry, Chantal, Dorian, Aaron, and Ferdinand is one of them, Gabriella, Umberto, Imelda, Jerry, Karen, Lorenzo, O, Melissa, Nestor, Olga, Pablo, Rebecca, well, you get the gist. I'm not going to go through every single name. But needless to say, let's hope that's great. If the names are out there, let's hope that we don't have one of those rip-roaring hurricanes with flooding, damages, and loss of life. As I mentioned, we saw a few last year. Certainly in the last couple of years, Harvey was absolutely devastating. And we're looking for what we hope is a mild, let's put it that way, a mild season. Wouldn't that be great? All right, coming out of Washington, it's anything but mild, you know that. And when we kick things off, I like to talk about what comes out of D.C. that could affect all of us. And so it's still conversations about the Mueller report. The Democrats are reading the Mueller report page by page out loud, making a point, they say. And then the other big issue has to be immigration, 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 and what's happening on the immigration front, a little bit of a twist, if you will. So while you've got the Mueller report being read out loud and you have new court filings detailing Michael Flynn's cooperation with the prosecutors and you have the Attorney General Barr saying he's not going to stop Mueller, by the way, from testifying before Congress, all that wrapped up into the package called the Russia hacking catastrophe, who's zooming who. The other part of most of what was talked about was immigration, immigration, and the president. And so the president and immigration, this, you know, has been a plan that they've been talking about, the possibilities of seeing it roll out, of what do we do about the backlog, the situation with so many at the southern border, the cases that aren't being processed, which is, of course, the brutal part of all of this, and the fact that we go round and round and round every single year about the same thing. So this Trump immigration plan could throw about 4 million people off immigration waiting lists, because what is being said is that they're preparing to release hundreds of asylum-seeking migrants caught along the southern border into Florida's Broward and Palm Beach counties, with no plan to feed them, care for them, house them, you know, any of that kind of thing. Broward County Mayor Mark Boggan said that Customs and Border Protection officials told him they would unload, told them, hey, listen, be warned, we're going to unload about 1,000 families each month, evenly split between the two different counties. And what the mayor is saying, this is irresponsible. And he said it could create a homeless encampment in South Florida, and saying to bring hundreds of people here every week without providing the resources to house and feed them is inhumane. So Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw said that he got a similar briefing from the Customs and Border Patrol chief in Miami. He said they would mostly be families being detained in El Paso, Texas. They would be processed at the facilities there in Broward and Palm Beach counties, given a date to appear in an immigration court, then just released. So instead of, we're taking care of you until this court date comes, you're on your own, basically. And that's the only real details that we know about this. But this decision to ship migrants to Florida is the latest and the latest effort by the Border Patrol to release Central American families directly into communities, because this has been talked about. And they've complained that, you know, look, we're overwhelmed by the record numbers of families crossing the border. Immigration is out of control in that sense. So this is the plan to come up with a way to get around that, and we'll see how that works. Senator Marco Rubio, a Republican, you know, who ran for president at one point from Florida, sent a letter to Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAllen demanding answers to 9 questions before any migrant transfers begin. And Rubio acknowledged that the flow is overwhelming along the southern border, but what they want to know is how the decision was made to send them to non-border states. Why did they choose Florida, and how long would the transfers take place? So the people in Florida are not happy about this at all, and obviously some of the politicians aren't, and are saying what Rubio is saying. Why are you picking on us? Why is the release here when we're not a border state? And, you know, this is where this crisis is, because the housing, the upkeep, all of that for people who are waiting to get their day in court, and the backlog of cases is what's led to this decision to, okay, while they wait, hey, you're free to go out and explore, and then here's your court date, and we'll see you back in 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. Will it really solve the problem? Something to think about. Hitting the mailbag on the flip side. Join me.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Nice. Sounds like a party. I want to be there. Sounds like a little New Orleans to me. All right, let's, we have lots of listeners in New Orleans, so big shout out to all of you. It's always a fun time when I go there. It's tough to leave. It is. Because I think, there's one more meal I want to have. I want to do one more loop around the French Quarter, and I always discover something, some hidden treasure there, too, as well. I've been fortunate to spend a bunch of time there. All right, so in the mailbag, we have a ton of mail, and let's jump to it because I'm going to tell you about something I'm going to be involved in and how you can see it over the weekend. I got this one from Bobby, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. You have been traveling a lot lately. It's been fun to watch and hear where you are, whether it was in Georgia. I know you were just in Austin, and I think you were in Hawaii, and maybe you were in Ireland. Bingo, you nailed all the places." And so he says, "What was your favorite stop?" Tough to say it wasn't Ireland, because the Irish Tourism Board did such a good job in going to all these places along the Wild Atlantic Way. And I mean, look, when you're walking around castles and every place you seem to go, you see ruins of what was a castle, and then you see whole castles, and then you see just this mind-blowing scenery that you can't even really describe. It's like walking in a history book. That's the bottom line. A very pretty history book. So I'm going to say, gosh, it's hard to say that because I was just on Jekyll Island. I was love Savannah. I've been to Austin a lot, and Austin always has something to offer. So tough to say, but Ireland was such a rare thing, and good for the show, good for people to hear, and so many of you writing to me and saying, "Is it worth a trip to Ireland?" And the answer is yes. Go now. Do it often. It will blow your mind, whether it's in Dublin or outside of Dublin and somewhere else on the Emerald Isle. It's fantastic. So let's go to this one. This one is from Phil. "Hi, Kate. I have been watching what's going on with this whole Mueller report thing, and now the Democrats are reading the Mueller report out loud. It's a funny stunt, I have to admit. But the point being that this is a chapter that goes down and will be judged by history, but nothing else is going to stick against the wall, so it's almost futile to take up any breath and any waste of taxpayer dollars to go through the machinations of Mueller could have done this, or why didn't this happen? It doesn't matter. The pieces have flown across the table and nothing is changing. I agree with you that nothing is changing. I think it's good to look at it, but to keep beating the same drum over and over and over again and getting the same results, we know the answer to that is just silly and ridiculous. It has to be wrapped up. It has to make sense. It has to be, you know, somewhere in history, find its place, I suppose, an almost two-year investigation. But this is kind of why the president always says, hey, no collusion, no collusion, because that's what people take away. What's your word you take away from that? No collusion, no criminal charges, no direct tie that was tripped on, and that's what you think. So to me, for the Democrats, it's, I don't know that it's a worthwhile cause to hammer that over and over again because of what the results were, right? Of course. And then here's this one from Newton. I love that. I had to read that a couple times thinking it was the last name, but Newton says, hello, America Tonight listeners and Kate. I've been drinking the Paw to Arco tree, a.k.a. the Tahibo Tea Club. A friend of mine ordered it, and I've been having some. I'm thinking of ordering it myself. It gives me a boost. I feel good throughout the day, even when I'm terribly exhausted. So it must be building up immune systems, and that's probably what's really, really happened with me. And this is from Susan, and Susan says, Kate, I heard you mention the other day something about doing a live streaming event, and I wish you would tell us more about that. So bingo, Susan, and anybody else. So the gaming world is doing this, and I've been invited to play along. How about if we put it that way? Football legend Michael Irvin and also the two-time Madden sports champion Dreamy, they're going to play against patients at Children's Health in this inaugural event. It's called Play It Forward Esports Tournament, and it's live streaming, and it's going to raise money for Children's Medical Center Dallas Emergency Rooms Renovation Project while using gaming technology to help research finding a cure for cancer. Boy, it doesn't get much better than that, does it? So you know, the former Cowboy, who's won, you know, three Super Bowls, was part of the triplets. It would be him, Emmitt Smith, and Michael Irvin. But the live stream viewers can catch this on Twitch and the Extra Life stream. So it's easy to find. I have been asked to be the MC. It's from 10 to 3 and just keep it, you know, moving along. But you can watch it. So that's the cool thing. You just go to twitch.tv Dreamy. That's one way to find it. Or you can go to twitch.tv/playitforwardsports. So twitch.tv/playitforwardsports, which is so clever. And I love this idea. So Complexity Gaming's joining a group to use their knowledge of esports and their champion Dreamy to help promote and lend support to the Playmaker cause, which is Michael Irvin's cause, and streaming, you know, streaming it through their channels and with the social media, press, and connections to raise awareness and donations. So it's all really, really a good thing. The fact that gaming and mixing gaming with raising awareness and money and doing it the way they're doing it. When my buddy Dave Carey asked me about emceeing it, because it's really going to be an on-the-fly thing, of course I said, yes, I will do it. They're raising money for that project, and families go there like his family, and suddenly you're thrust into this crisis, and there's nowhere to go, right? Because you're in the emergency room, your kid isn't even one, and he needs a heart transplant. And we're going to talk to Dave Carey in the next hour. But just keep in mind that this will all make sense if you're up on Saturday, hopefully you are, at 10 a.m. Central to 3. If you go to twitch.tv, you will see me emceeing and them playing against other people, you know, other patients in the hospital and doing things like keystrokes, raising awareness and those algorithms and whatnot. And I think it's, again, tremendous. So twitch.tv, play it forward, esports, play it forward, esports. Remember that, and you'll see me there on Saturday. So I really went overboard in answering your question. Let's go to another one. Let's go to this one from Jeremy, and Jeremy says, hi, Kate. I really thought it was incredible that the Jeeps lined up on the procession for the hero of the Colorado shooting. What a great tribute to him and to his family to see that and the thousands of people that turned out. Bravo to all of those people who perhaps had no connection because it was such a sad thing to happen. And little details are starting to emerge from that. But what a great honor for the family, for so many people who are strangers to care, to make the effort and to have 600 Jeeps out there and others who made their way to make it a special celebration of life, in this case for Kendrick Castillo's family, because tragically he would have graduated with everybody else just a couple days after the shooting, but he went after the shooter. And boy, it just kind of takes apart your world when that happens and you've got a kid at the school, and we know what that mad scramble is like. I'm going to throw in one more, and this one is from Pat, who says, Kate, of all the traveling that you're doing, what is the worst airport? Because I want to go away this summer to a couple of different spots, and if I can, I want to avoid them. Well, I certainly haven't been to every single airport, so that's number one. I would say, I mean, regional airports are going to be tricky because why are they going to have huge restaurants? But I would say the toughest one to get through in a short period of time is Orlando, because you have so many people pouring into Disney. And if you get in a line and it only takes you, let's say, 15 minutes, that's a record, and you need to pump it out on social media. So I'm going to say Orlando. Best DFW, of course. Stay with us.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House, President Trump outlining his immigration plan.
So a major update, and that's what this is, marriage system and a heart system, is long overdue.
In other news, New York City Mayor Progressive Bill de Blasio announcing he's running for president. President Trump tweeting about it, saying the Dems are getting another beauty to join their group. Bill de Blasio of New York City, considered the worst mayor in the U.S. He is a joke. Capital letters. And speaking of the race for 2020, looking at the rest of the Democrats, Joe Biden crushing the competition. A new Fox News poll out shows Biden way out ahead, the former vice president, at 35%, a double-digit lead over the person in second place, socialist Bernie Sanders, at 17%, and Elizabeth Warren in third place with 9%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Excited and honored I am to be a part of what's happening on Saturday. I've been talking about it, and I'm going to give way more details coming up. But football legend Michael Irvin and two-time esports, think about this, Madden champion Dreamy, are going to play against patients at Children's Hospital in an inaugural Play It Forward esports tournament. But this is so much more. So it's a live streaming event to raise funds for Children's Medical Center Dallas's emergency room renovation. They have a huge project going on while using gaming technology to help researchers find a cure for cancer. Isn't that amazing? First of all, if I said Michael Irvin's name anyway, and he was involved in this, and then I talked about Dreamy, that would be pretty huge. But now you tie it to this very special cause, which I think is just the tip of the iceberg. I think you're going to see probably more of it, and I love it. Play It Forward esports tournament. He's in our virtual green room right now, my pal Dave Carey. And Dave Carey has a son who just is so awe-inspiring, Trenton, and what he's been through. And he is tied to this for a very special reason. And he's got, I think, a cause that's going to explode, honestly, called Still Thankful. And he talks about why he's still thankful. So we're going to talk to him about that. Hey, Dave, thanks for coming on with us.
Kate, it's my pleasure. Glad to be here.
So let's talk about Trenton and how this all came together, because what a phenomenal idea.
So the way it came about really was, it's incredible the way, you know, luck and timing and things just kind of fall into place. still thankful comes about from the fact that in spite of life's challenges, I'm still thankful. And Trenton, I call him our story kid. He's our middle kid. He had his first heart transplant right before his first birthday. Got out of the hospital on his birthday. Grew up to be a regular kid, you know, checkups and medicine and things like that the transplant kids have. And then in high school, and he was a senior, the medicine caused cancer, and he missed 3 months of school. Kept pushing, had a great attitude, still graduated on time, got through chemo, got through all the cancer. We went off to college, and after his sophomore year in college, his heart rejected. We needed a second transplant. So after all those 20 years of pediatric hospital experience, I told Trent, we're not going to do this for nothing. There's got to be some good that comes from it. And that's where I created StillThankful.com. It was a blog. And the goal being to help medical families, families with a child in the hospital with a really serious illness that may go on for, could be a lifelong illness. How do we help them and how do we help their friends provide more support for them? So that's kind of how this all came about. Wanted to give you the background on how the eSports tournament came together.
Yeah, because you said that in the beginning. It's funny how life is timing, what your family went through, and then this opportunity to help other people. So bring that all around for us.
Yeah, so I had a friend that introduced me last fall to this group called Balanced Media Technology, BMT. And in eSports, my understanding is the top place for these professional gamers is Santa Monica, California.
Mm.
Well, number two is the suburb of Dallas here, Plano, Frisco, McKinney. They have a lot of big gamers there. And one of those guys who has created software, developed video games for over 25 years, he and a partner created this technology that connects to the systems of those gamers when they download the app. Distributed computing, I guess is what it's called, brings them together to the equivalent of a supercomputer, and they use artificial intelligence for solving big problems, heart disease, cancer, you know, whatever. But the cool secret sauce is that technology actually connects to the game itself without slowing it down. So as the gamer is pushing the buttons, that's driving an algorithm that is helping to drive the AI. So it's human interactive artificial intelligence. So now a gamer playing that game can say, hey, I'm solving cancer while I'm playing this. About
wow.
3 weeks after I met those guys, I just happened to be getting together with a friend, Tom Foley, who has some business interests with Michael Irvin. We talked about all kinds of stuff. And right near the end of the meeting, I told him about this technology, and it just popped in my head. I said, you know what would be cool? If we could create a tournament between pediatric hospitals where the kids get to play video games using that technology, solving their own problems, and connecting up with someone like Michael Irvin and getting a, you know, a gamer in the room so where they can all play together. So that's kind of how it started. Tom said, you may be onto something. We started digging around and having meetings and emails floated flying around. And I tell you what, my inbox has exploded this past few months. But that's kind of how it came. People just kept coming, you know, crossing our paths at the right time. We had no marketing. We had a chief marketing officer who's had, his daughter's had surgery at Children's, a pretty significant surgery. So he was all in. He developed the marketing plan, social media guy. Icing on the cake was they recently said, okay, we need someone to host this show. And I said, I got the perfect one. We've got to get Kate Delaney. So that's how we dragged you in.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, and I'm honored to help. And when I heard what's going on and what specifically it's going to help, and just blows my mind. And I want more people to know about it. So we're really pushing it out there. Everybody listening, we want to tell them they can go. There's a couple places, but I know you can go to www. We all know that exists, right? Twitch.tv/Dreamy. You can see free stream viewing there. There's some other places too, and I'll throw that out. But that's the cool thing, that obviously people can watch this. It's live streaming, like we said. It's for this great cause. And how great is that to kind of meld all of that together? And then, of course, there's the emergency room, and you talked about, because you and I know each other and we've talked about this, how much the doctors, the nurses, because that became like your home with all of the issues that Trenton had at such an early age, right? And this is going to help some people that need it.
Yeah, so here again, the timing's interesting. We had started this discussion last fall, and when we finally got it together early this year, we were talking to Children's about it, and we wanted to know, is there a certain cause, something that we can connect this with? And they said, well, we're starting a campaign to raise funds to renovate the emergency room. Well, interesting timing about that is those three main events that we've had, the two transplants and the cancer, the first interaction with children out of all three of those was always the emergency room. When Trenton I had problems as a baby. We didn't know what it was, but we took him to the emergency room at Children's. It was in that room while he's lying in my wife's lap that he just stopped breathing, and they resuscitated him in the emergency room. Cancer.
Wow.
We didn't know what it was. We just knew he had some pain in his stomach. We took him to the emergency room. After college, it was about 2 weeks after he finished his sophomore year, Trenton collapsed. We didn't know what it was. It turned out to be a heart attack, but he was taken to the emergency room at Children's. Quick story on that. When we took him that time, he had recovered and was feeling okay, and he was in the emergency room there for probably 3 or 4 hours. He was getting tired of being down there. And so when they finally came to get him to take him to a room, I just kidded him a little bit. And I said, hey, are you sure you really want to leave the emergency room? He said, yeah, it's fine. I'll be back another time.
Wow. Oh, wow. And, you know, you talk about when you're in that emergency room, too, and everything's so vital and so much is swimming through your head that it would be cool to have a survival kit. So for people that are going to be viewers that are watching this live stream event, and you can donate to Children's Hospital through Twitch and the Extra Life stream, by the way, a lot of that money will support the creation of survival kits that you've created. Tell us what a survival kit is.
I talk to groups about how to help people, especially medical families like ours, and the fact that I think help has changed over the years because technology has kind of replaced some of that hands-on. So
yeah.
What we try to do is still thankful is start to bridge that gap back between family and friends who want to help those families but may not know how. And these kids, so when you have a friend whose child's in the hospital, you think about maybe sending a card, sending a text, or whatever. But these survival kits are things that the family actually can use in the hospital, that the parents can use. For instance, there are non-slip socks in there because the floors are cold and slippery. There's good quality instant coffee and creamers because the coffee is not always the best there in the hospital. There's lip balm, face wipes, breath mint. We don't get to brush our teeth a lot when we're in the hospital. So things like that, that when you receive it, it's not only a gift that shows you're thinking of them, but it's a gift that they can actually use and think about you when they're using it.
Yeah, so we want to tell everyone again, Dave, and there's probably some other things, who knows what you could throw into that package, because I just
absolutely
think of what it's like when you're sitting there, and I've been through that, not like to the extent of you, but I know what that's like. So 10 to 3 on Saturday, Children's Medical Center in Dallas. We're going to be there in their studios, and it's going to be live streamed on Twitch. So let me give you another easy Twitch thing to remember, twitch.tv/playitforwardesports. You can go there and you can watch this whole thing live, which I think is going to be completely fascinating. And what a brilliant idea, because you said it, Santa Monica's number one, and of course those Dallas suburbs number two, and gaming could not be bigger, but using it for a really, really good cause, I think, is, like I said at the top, this is just the beginning of this. I think there's many more events to come, so I'm thrilled to be a part of it, and I know you're excited about it.
Oh, we are. It's beyond what we had expected. We set this up to be all internal inside the hospital because we want it to be, we've been treating it as a test. Can we make this one work so we can hopefully expand it out? So the people like you and others who have come in to support it and really create even, I think, a bigger opportunity than we originally had planned is fantastic. So the goal is, as we expand this out, can we create tournaments between the pediatric hospitals to where they're playing against each other online? A little point of clarification. So Drini and Michael Irvin are actually going to be teaming up with each of the kids. So it'll be Drini, Michael Irvin, one of the kids, and one of the kids' family members are going to make up a team.
Wow.
They'll switch out the kids. Four different kids will play with Michael and Drini.
Wow, how amazing is that? So make sure you tune into this. And Dave, I just have a little favor. Make sure I have lots of coffee.
There's coffee everywhere. Hey, one last thing while I'm thinking of it, too. One other way that people can help when they get online to watch the stream, I'm not the tech guy, but my understanding is they're going to have a game somewhere online that you could be playing at the same time that will connect to that BMT technology. So the more people we get online watching it and playing that game, the more we're going to be driving a cure for cancer.
Love it. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This book, and especially you're going to love what the book's about. In our virtual green room right now is Pastor Jim Bradford, and he's written a book called, you ready for this? What in the Hell Do You Want? Hey, Pastor Jim, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, yeah, I'm sure you get that a lot. If they have no idea what the book's about, they say, wow, I could apply that to a couple of different things. So let's talk about what was it that drove you to, first of all, write the book in the first place?
What drove me to write the book is my own trials and tribulations, the experiences and the failures, things that I've gone through in my life, the successes that I've had in my life, and I felt that putting it pen to paper would possibly help other people out as well. So that's the reason I wrote the book.
So when you sat down to put that all together and you take a lifetime of what are successes and high points and low points, was it tough to recall some of that, or did it just kind of flow out?
It kind of flowed out, because when I wrote the book, I inherently really wasn't intending to write a book. It was something that was kind of going through my mind, and as I was just going through the Bible one day, and this passage just opened up to me, and I just focused in on it, and I started... these words I felt God was giving me started coming out, saying, you know, I want you to write this story based on human behavior, that behavior is a much better barometer of who you are than words. and the behavior of the rich man and Lazarus, which is what I'm taking this text from, sort of, you know, led me in the direction of writing the whole book to explain what in hell do you want.
Exactly. And it's interesting that you picked that story, you picked Lazarus, and then you broke it down and you talk about hell being, hell can be in your mind, it can be in your job, and you can apply it to a lot of different things, right?
Correct, yes, absolutely.
And so how do you turn that around? What are you telling readers to do, how they can get out of that?
I'm telling them that there's another source. There's a source that is willing to help us, that's able to help us when we're going through situations that we can't, accomplish or overcome on our own. And that force that the source that I'm using is God. That He's out there to help us. He says He'll stand by us with everything that we do in life, even though we have the freedom of choice. He says, you know, I'll be with you on all of your choices to try to get you to make the right choices in your life so that you can overcome all the bad stuff that you could possibly face in your journey, because he says, you know, it's enough to worry about today than to sit around worrying about yesterday or worrying about what's going to happen tomorrow. He says, we got enough on our plate today, so let's deal with today.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can pick up the book, What in the Hell Do You Want, on Amazon. Of course, go to Amazon.com. And we're speaking with Pastor Jim Bradford. And do you find in talking to your congregation that these are the issues that people are struggling with, and that a lot of times people sort of just give up and there's kind of a war on belief?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of the decisions that we make are based on what we believe, what we've been influenced by, what we experienced as a child, and the things that we were exposed to as teenagers and even as adults. We find ourselves literally, vicariously living our life through other people and other choices, when God wants us to understand that He validates who we are. He defines who we are. And who we are, we're always that. We never change, no matter how many ideas or how many different channels we try to choose the best way to live life. He comes back and he softly and carefully says, hey, you know, I'm here with you. When things go bad, I'm with you. I'm going to help you get out of it.
Yeah, I like that. And so when we talk about that particular story, what was it that drew you to that? Because you knew that it matched what you wanted to talk about and some of those struggles you just mentioned?
Really the reverse. I had actually wrote the story, What in Hell Do You Want, about 10 to 15 years ago, and I used it from the point of view of sin consciousness back then. You know, if you do this, you go to hell. If you don't do that, you go to hell. If you wear this, you go to hell. You know, and God said, I want you to rewrite this book because I lost all the tapes and all the information I had written on it. And he says, I want you to just talk to people on just face person to person, because everybody's going through changes and they need to know that there's something that is available to them to help them to deal with their misfortunes. And it, you know, and it's not really about sin consciousness, it's about being God conscious, about knowing that God is here for you to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ask or possibly even think, according to what's inside of you. And he says, I'm in you, I'm with you, I'll never leave you, never forsake you.
Yeah, what a great way to sum that up. So tell us I'm going to ask for one of each. Tell us one of your failures first and what you learned from that.
One of my failures were micromanaging. I'm an air conditioning contractor as well as a pastor and a music writer. I wrote music for Smokey Robinson also for 6 years.
Wow.
And micromanaging, I think because I had such a tough life, I had a father who was a father. He was a provider, but he didn't talk a lot. He wasn't the guy, you know, you could talk to about little things that you're dealing with. And I think one of my failures in life was to connect with people and talk to them about, you know, my failures. I just followed it up because, you know, as a boy, they always say, man up, don't cry, don't whine, don't do this, don't do that. And you realize as an adult, you just left out one third of your whole life by not doing all those things. That was my biggest failure, was not being able to share or find a way to overcome the pain or the faces that people made of me, the images that I took on, or the words that they used to describe me. My biggest success was to stop the micromanaging, to let go and let God, you know, to trust somebody, you know. Distrusting everyone and being so negative about, you know, judging and validating, weighing yourself against this issue, against that issue. You know, my success was when I got saved, and I feel that, you know, some people don't believe in Christ and they're not Christians and they believe in their source, and I think that's okay. Whatever you believe in, I think that's okay. If you find a spiritual way to deal with something, more power to you, because that's the highest form of maturity. So my success was finally just, you know, stop micromanaging, stop being so judgmental. Observe that this is a journey. Life is full of discovery. As long as you're not so uptight and hell-bent on being negative about everything, you can. Revelation is in your face 24 hours a day to discover new things and learn new things. And God has all that stuff out there available for us, but we're letting it go by us because we're holding on to past failures or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. All right, we have a couple minutes left, but you have to tell us the Smokey Robinson story. What an awesome voice. What a cool guy.
Very cool, and he's even better in person. He's the existentialist. I mean, he's awesome, him and Stevie Wonder. Smokey, you know, to this day, I still say I want to grow up and be like Smokey Robinson. I used to go to car wash with him in L.A. and visit him at his house, and he would always tell me, James, you know, the janitor, the person at the car wash, I wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for them. And he just stops and just honors everybody as they honor him. He gives more honor to them than they give him. He's just awesome, you know. And when I get the opportunity to write with him, I was just flabbergasted because I love Smokey Robinson all my life. And here I am, I still smoking it. Here I'm in your house, in your studio. I can't believe this.
I love that. I love his nickname, Smoke. You knew he could call him Smoke.
You know, his name is William Robinson Jr.
Yeah.
But everybody called him Smoke, so I called him Smoke, you know. That's who he was to me.
Yeah, and there's a lesson. There's a lesson in that, too, because you said he treated everybody the same.
Oh, yeah. We used to do concerts, and Smoke would be emaciated at the end of the concert, and there would be 10, 20 people out. Some were paraplegic, some were hurting. They just wanted to see him, and he would just sit. We would sit until everybody was gone, and Smoke would say, let him come so he could shake their hand or give him a hug or whatever. He's just an awesome guy. He's just unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Well, congratulations on the book, first of all, and everybody listening can pick it up on Amazon.com. What in the hell do you want? Pastor Jim Bradford, keep singing that song and get through to a lot of people, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.